Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Restoration Foursquare Church audio podcast. We are so glad that you're joining us today. For today's podcast, as we continue our teaching through the book of Romans in our Nothing Will series, today's teaching is entitled Stepping Stone or Stumbling Block. So prepare your hearts for an encouraging and challenging message from God. Enjoy, and God bless.
So today's message we're talking about is titled, we're going through our series, Romans series, it's called Nothing Wills. And today's title is called Stepping Stone or Stumbling Block. And we in Romans chapter 14, verse 13 through 21. But before we go forward in this message, I must give you a review of what we talked about last week. Now, Romans 14 is a very, very, you know, Romans period is just wonderful. Amen. But in order to grasp 14, because a lot of times we jump to these practical things that's in towards the end of Romans and never get the doctrinal things of what Jesus done for us. That's from Romans 1 through 8. And then from 9 to 11, he talk about the children of Israel and the Hebrews and how God loves his people. But through 1 through 8, he's talking to the Jew and the Gentile. Amen. He's talking to the church of Rome. All right, and so we have to go back to where this originated. Why did Paul even start writing this letter? All right, and in order to gain that understanding, you got to do a little studying. Amen. So, Romans was a church in Rome. Praise God, and Rome still exists today. How many of y'all know that? Amen. Everybody know. It still exists today, but this was the beginning. Amen. It was a church that started in Rome. And people was beginning to get saved, Jew and Gentile. And Gentile is those that are not Jews. Praise God. So people was beginning to get saved. They was beginning to come to know the Lord. And Paul was breaking down, you know, the essence of the gospel in totality. Amen. Not just about the Jewish side, but the Gentile side also. And he was breaking it down, man, all the way up to Romans 8. And then we skip over to Romans 12 where we get to some practical things because a lot of times we just skip to Romans 12 because it starts talking about renewing your mind, start talking about practical things that we can start applying. But it's so important that we understand the doctrinal things of what he's done for us. Amen. Through one man's sin, death reigns. Through one man's obedience, life reigns through the one Jesus Christ. Amen. God imputed his righteousness to you without works of the law. Amen. That's why Paul got killed. That statement got Paul killed because you can attain righteousness from God without the law. The Jews didn't like that. They had a problem with that. And so this is the understanding of Romans. You must understand that you can't earn it. You must be born again. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 1, he said, if you don't want me, he hand you over to the lust of your flesh. And the Bible says they traded the truth of God for a lie. Amen. And he handed them over to do vile things with their bodies. And God is like that. If you want to go out and do what you want, God will not stop you. Amen. He will warn you. He will encourage you. But he can't make you obey. Why? Because he's giving you a will. Amen. He's giving you power to choose him. Amen. That wouldn't be fair if I stuck a gun to my, at the beginning of our relationship, we on the second date, and I'm like, marry me, woman. That wouldn't be right, right? I would want her to want me, right? Just organically, not manipulatively. Amen? And the same so is with God. He wants you to choose him. And he's done everything in the world to get you to notice that he loves you. Amen? And that cross explains it all. And Romans interprets that love through the letter, through words. Amen? So now we're in Romans 14. And so just imagine a bunch of Gentiles getting saved or one ethnic group getting saved and another ethnic group getting saved, and we all in the same church. We all got different traditions. We all got different backgrounds. We all got different beliefs and what we grew up with, you know, what mom and them taught us and all that. So the Jews had the law. They was taught not to eat this, not touch this, not to do this, not to do this. And then you got the Gentiles say, man, I like pork. What you talking about? Amen. So now this is what Paul is dealing with. He's bringing peace. All right? He didn't say, go follow the Jewish customs. You don't see that nowhere in the New Testament. All right? Because we have a new covenant with new laws and new rules and regulations. And it's a covenant of faith. It's a covenant of believing in what Jesus done for you, not trying to keep a bunch of rules and regulations. Amen? What kind of relationship with that? I'm on my wife's second date, and I got a list for her. And say, there you go, right there. You meet all them, okay, we have something to go by. Amen? That's not a relationship at all. Amen? And God do not require you. He went ahead and showed you he loved you before you can even do anything for him. And that's what he did for me. Amen? I didn't have rules and regulations. I found my relationship with God at the foot of the cross. Amen. When I was undone out there in the world, and I called on the name of the Lord, and he came and saved me. And I encourage people to do that. Amen. So he first loved me. This is why I'm doing this. This is why I do anything for him, because he first loved me. So everything I do for God is not trying to earn his love. It's out of what he's done. I recognize that he loved me, and I reciprocate that love back to him because I recognize that. I recognize he is in love with me. Why would I not want to do what he say? Amen? So now it's not trying to obey God, and I just got to obey. No, he loved me. Nobody ever loved me like this. So now I do, and I do everything from a position of faith now and not of works. Because, bless God, I don't need to be boasting. Amen. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing this. Anything good you see in my life is because of him. Anything good, I can't take the credit for it. Amen. His grace is on my life and empowering me and enabling me to do things I couldn't do without him. So I give him the glory. If I've been free from something, it's because of him. Amen. When I was running them streets, it's because his grace set me free. It's because he given me an ability that I didn't have before. Amen. And he's still enabling me today to do what I'm doing today. And if you see any good and you say, Pastor Jasper, just a loving pastor, it's because of his grace and his love on my life. Amen. It's not because of me. I can't take the credit for it. And I can't do nothing without him. Amen. And I have to give him the glory. I have to give him the praise when people's souls are saved. I can't do that. When people respond to the gospel and deliverance and change is taking place. I can't do that. I can't make that happen. It's God that does the work. Amen. Just like it was God that was doing the work in Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, it's not me that do the work, but it's the God in me that's doing it. I've learned that from Jesus. If Jesus done it, I best to learn that from that example that he left for me. Amen. Can't get the big head when people start praising you and thinking you're something. Can't get the big head. Amen. Because if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be who I am today. All right, let's get back to the message. I'm supposed to have been reviewing, Lord. Okay, Romans 14. We talked about this last week. Let me get just a quick 5 minutes, right? Romans 14, verse 1. It says, except, now this is the New Living Translation. It says, except other believers who are weak in faith and do not argue with them of what they think is right or wrong. For instance, one person believes it is right to eat anything, and another believer who is sensitive, has a sensitive conscience, will eat only vegetables. Amen? Those who feel free to eat anything must not look down on those who don't. And those who don't eat certain foods must not condemn those who do. For God has accepted him. Who are you to condemn someone else's servant? Their master will judge whether they stand or fall. And with the Lord's help, they will stand and receive his approval. Amen. In the same way, some think one day is more holy. And that is so important that we grab this understanding. Amen. Because when, you know, we have a wonderful people here, and there's a wonderful set of people here. The Seventh-day Adventists, I love them all, amen. But they tried to confront me on what day I worship on, amen. And the scripture specifically says right here. And let's just read it. Let's just read. That's the only thing I know to do is read, right? Amen. And let the Bible tell us what to believe, not some doctrine. Praise God. It's amazing how people talk you out of what the Bible say. That's crazy. Amen. Especially New Testament belief. In the same way, some think one day is more holy than another, while others think every day is alike. Should you should choose. What does he say? He said, you should each be fully convinced that whatever day you choose is acceptable. And those who worship the Lord on a special day do it to honor him. And those who eat any kind of food do it to honor the Lord, since they give thanks to God before eating. All right? So these are the things that they was confronted with back in this day. All right? Now, we might not be dealing with those specific subjects, but people still kind of, they got those food laws still in their mind, kind of. Amen? And when Jesus said it ain't what go in the body that defiles a man, it what comes out. Amen? That's what defiles a man. It what comes out. Amen? And in Mark chapter 7, it actually says that Jesus said this statement, cleansing all foods, especially all meats. Amen? And you do your conscience. Amen. If your conscience convicts you of something, obey that. That's what I encourage you to do. Do what your conscience and what Jesus says. Do not violate your conscience. Do not do anything that violates your conscience. I don't know what that is, but you do. So some things, I can't instruct you on what to eat, especially when we start talking about food laws. Now, I can say stay away from that man-made stuff. Amen. Amen. I tell my kids, we got God snack, and then we got man-made snack. Amen. We got God snack, grapes, apples, bananas, cherries, all that stuff, right? Then we got man-made snack. It's always wrapped up in a package, right? Amen. Chips. Ooh, Lord, help me. Lord Jesus, he's still helping me, y'all. Y'all got to believe with me. Amen. You see my gut say, the Lord is teaching Jasper how to eat. Amen. I do be praying that the Lord teach me how to eat now. You know, I'm getting up in age. Not up in age. I'm sorry. I'm just 35, y'all. I just mess with you. Amen. But, you know, the Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Amen. And that's what I've been doing. Praise God. I love y'all. Hey, man, Sister Dunn talking about, she was talking about what time. She said, boy, stop putting that salt on. I said, what you mean telling me putting no salt on my meat? And then I was like, Lord, bless her heart. That's just her convictions, amen. But we have to learn how to love each other. Even while I eat mine and you eat yours, praise the Lord. Amen. We have to learn how to love each other. Just like I honor all Seventh-day Adventists who go to church on Saturday, I love them all. And I don't dispute what your conscience convicts you of and what you think is true. Amen. Please honor me with that same belief. Amen. Honor me the same way. Amen. So these are the things that Paul was facing. But what are some things that we face in the church? Amen. Little bitty things. Amen. Stuff that really ain't in the Bible. I talked about a few things last week. Amen. I heard of a story of a convention. This church was throwing a convention. There was multiple different churches there, and the mother of the church came to the pastor saying, Pastor, you need to rebuke these ladies. They ain't got on no stockings. Amen. And the pastor said, you know, the Virgin Mary didn't wear stockings. And she was like, oh. And he said, you know what? You know where stockings originally came from? The first recording of a stocking being worn by a woman was a prostitute. She said, oh. If you do your studies. It's amazing how we get on little things like that, amen? And that's what Paul is dealing with. But I have to deal with where you at, amen? You know, I remember one time we was throwing an outside shebang, right? All the neighborhood came. It was good. And then a lady came, and I said, she said, I got to go to the bathroom. And I said, come on in. She said, I got to go. I said, why? She said, I just got to go. She said, I got pants on. I said, you don't want to, you mean you got to use the restroom and you don't want to come in the church? She said, yeah, I've been taught that if you have pants on as a woman, you go in the church, you defile the house of God. Amen. How many of y'all heard that? Now, I wasn't grew up like that. I just got saved back in 03. Amen. You heard that, Pastor? Amen. You heard it. But is it in the Bible? Amen. So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people who taking their own convictions and teaching them as laws. And we can keep going and going and going. Amen. I talked last week about Spurgeon. How many of y'all heard of Charles Spurgeon? Very famous preacher, mid-1800s, over in England. Big preacher. He would be Joel Osteen today, right? Big preacher. Everybody knew him. Amen. They came to Charles Spurgeon and asked him one time. They said, Charles, I see you smoke cigars. And he smoked cigars. And they asked him, he said, but I don't overdo it. And they said, what's overdoing it? He said, two cigars at once. Amen. And you know, how many of y'all heard of D.L. Moody? Moody. Amen. I heard him. Big school in Chicago, right? Moody. D.L. Moody. He had a problem with Charles Spurgeon smoking cigars, right? So he called him out. Amen. But Charles Spurgeon had a friend. They was preacher friends in London. And they got into it. They had a big riff. And guess what? It was over. His friend, he was a preacher too. He went to the theater. How many of y'all heard going to the movies was bad? Amen. Y'all heard that? Amen. I just heard it. Nobody ever enforced this stuff, so I have to go study it, you know, and find out what people are going through. Amen. But we don't want to get so loose that people just do all anything. We stay in the confines of the Bible, all right? And we stay in the confines because some people could be all the way to the right and all the way to the left, but somewhere in the middle is Jesus. It's Jesus somewhere in the middle. And if you leave people to their conscience, that's why I always tell people, well, do what Jesus is telling you to do. I can't make your conscience convict you. Do not violate your conscience. And see, right there, clear it up. Amen. Because if I'm going to promote you a relationship with Jesus, you have to start doing what he says. You have to start obeying him. Amen. And in order for us to be, are we going to be stumbling blocks or are we going to be stepping stones? And you have to choose. And this one statement will help clarify how you are, how you're going to be to people. This one statement right here. Do Jesus do you like that? It's one statement to clear all that up. Do Jesus do you like that? How you treat people, how you respond, and that's what we're learning to do, how to respond to life, how to be Jesus in real time when flesh want to just go off. Amen? Everybody got flesh want to go off. Amen? But learning how to manifest Jesus in that time. Amen? That's what we're learning to do. So Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Romans chapter 14, verse 13. I hope you brought your Bibles today. Therefore, let us not judge one another, anyone anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or cause to fall in our brother's way. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean in itself. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Now let's stop right there. Amen. The Amplified Bible says in Romans chapter 14, verse 13, let us not criticize one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block or a source of temptation in another believer's way. Amen. So we have to start paying attention. Well, put it like this. Somebody watching you, and they're learning from you, whether it's good or bad. Amen. Somebody is watching you. That means they are looking to you as an example on how to be, whether you know it or not. Amen. This is what we must start to pay attention to. And this has to be important to us. This has to be important. What has to be important? Somebody else's faith has to be important to us. Somebody else's faith has to be important. Are you causing one to stumble, or are you causing one to move further in God? Can they use your life and your actions as a stepping stone to move up? Can they see Jesus in your actions? Do you influence people to do what Jesus say? Amen. Through how you respond and how you act. Not just you telling them, because anybody can tell somebody something. But are we doing what Jesus is telling us to do personally? This is the first step in becoming a stepping stone for others to move up it with. Because believe it or not, you're ministering to somebody whether you know it or not. Amen. And we have to allow Jesus and his life to flow through us. But in order for that to happen, you have to obey God so it can come out in your actions. So it can be you. Amen. It can be who you are. Because if not, the enemy is using us. It's no in between. It's no gray area. Amen. And we have to make it this important that the enemy could be using your life to be a stumbling block for somebody else's life. You could be holding somebody else up back by the way you respond and act. This has to become more important to you than just coming to church. Amen. It's more important how my kids see me treat my wife than how you see me. It's more important. It's more important that they see me love her. It's more important. It's more important that you get it right at home instead of when you come out, we got to put on. Amen? And I must teach you the truth. I must teach you the truth. You will grow if you continue coming. If you obey these teachings and listen to what I'm saying, you'll grow, man. You'll start to sprout like a giant. Amen? It's more important how you live at home than out. Because if you get it right at home, you don't have to worry about coming out. Amen? Amen, because, you know, the enemy is the enemy. Amen. And he know how to make that wife say something. You like, what? What did you say? Amen. And that flesh, and we was talking in Sunday school, how many of y'all flesh ever buzzed? All you know is you just. That means I'm about to go off. Amen. If Jesus don't help me, all you finna see is flesh. Amen. And we all done been there. They all had to cry and repent over that, right? Amen. But we don't have to keep crying and repent. Jesus can mature us and to show us how to overcome. Especially people we know. We know they like that. This is what's so... We know they like that. How long they been like that? How long have you known? Oh, baby, I'm not talking about you indirectly. I'm sorry. I just thought about that. No. But how long have you known? So you can start praying, Lord, teach me to prepare when this happens again, because you know it's coming, right? Unless Jesus changed them, but most likely he's not going to change them first. Amen. He can. Don't get me wrong. But if you're waiting on somebody else to change, you're going to be waiting, man. Jesus needs to help me change me to the point where it stopped bothering me. They don't move me like that no more because Jesus is maturing me. Amen? And he can mature you also. But we have to continue to seek Jesus to teach us and to show us so he can impart to us his life. So we learn how to tap into that when we need it. When the flesh saying, come out. And you say, no, I do what Jesus say. You're not my Lord. You're my master. Not my master. Flesh, shut up. And Jesus, how many of y'all said that before? If you ain't said that word, I tell my kids, that's the only time you can say shut up, when the flesh is in front of it. Flesh, shut up. You have to learn how to say that because you are not your flesh. You are a new creature in Christ. Old things passed away. All things become new. You are not what you used to be. Amen. I used to snap. I used to go off. I used to blah, 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 blah with my words. Now I'm different. I blow you maybe with the word, you know. Or I have to blow myself with the word. No, boy, no. Shut up. Flesh, get out my head. No, I ain't doing that. No, I ain't going off like that. Amen. I do what Jesus say. Amen. And we have to learn how to put this on our lips. Amen. Learn how to speak our words of faith. Speak what you want to see in your life. Speak what you want to see in your life, not what you see. And learn how to do that for others. If you see somebody like they are, they going to be like they are. Learn how to speak words of life and bring them out of that. You're a man of God. You're a woman of God. Come out of that. Amen. Come out of that. Do what Jesus say. You know he died for you. He loved you. Do what Jesus say. If you ever got to get restored by me, that's what I'm going to remind you of. I'm going to remind you of the cross, what Jesus done for you, that you ain't like that no more. Come out of that. Come out of that. Amen. It's not that important. It's not that important. What they did to you is not that important in the face of eternity. Compared to what Jesus done for us, it's minute compared to what Jesus done. Jesus solved the wrath problem we had with God. Amen? And it's not that important. So we can't get stumbled up over because somebody like Brother Jack bring candy in. How many of y'all grew up in the church? They had that white glove. Them ushers had that white glove. Amen. Go ahead, shout, mother. You probably had one on, didn't you? Hey, she did. She did. Amen. Amen. And they come. This all you know. They ain't even gotta say nothing. It's all you know. They come up like this and put their hand out like that. Sister, where that gum at? I see that whole pack of extra. Huh, let me just take the whole box. Oh, excuse me. They really care about gum. Amen. But Jack, I'm not finna stop Jack. That's the candy man. Amen. That's the candy man. Do what you do, man. It ain't against God. Amen. But Jesus said it's your traditions that cause the word to be of no effect. Why am I gonna attack him for doing something I didn't grow up with? And we have to learn. This is what they faced in Rome, in Romans chapter 14. Things that you didn't grow up with, it's a conviction for them, or it's not a conviction for you, but it's a conviction for them. And learning how to let people be and love them. Amen. It's not hindering the spirit. It's not stopping the move of God. But you stopping them from, me stopping him from being a candy man might be a stumbling block. It might hinder his faith. Why? Because I'm supposed to be a representation of God. I'm supposed to be an example for people to see. Amen. In place of God. And so many stories, y'all heard them. I done hit all these doors, and I see a lot of people at home. I've been out these streets. I've seen a lot of people at home. And it's always got to do with somebody did at church. Somebody said, the pastor. And they might not be right, amen? But don't let that stop your relationship with God. There's still real people out here, still real churches, amen, people that love God and love people, amen. Don't stop. Don't stop, amen. God got you a place to be, amen. Let's keep moving forward. Romans chapter 14. No, not Romans. Yeah, we in Romans, but I want to go to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. And then the scribes and Pharisees, who was from Jerusalem, came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat. He answered and said, why do you also transgress the commandments of God because of your traditions? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother. And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. That's what the commandments say. But you say, whoever says to his father, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift from God, then he need not honor his father and mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your traditions. Hypocrites. Jesus, he'll call him a hypocrite in a heartbeat, won't he? He said, hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouths, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. And what that means is they have traditions, but they teach them as absolute truths, as coming from God. And it's just a tradition. Amen. And an example would that be, we have turkey, ham, macaroni and cheese, and we have dressing for Thanksgiving. For you to come to this church, you will have to do the same thing on Thanksgiving. Amen. It do sound good. But what if you want chicken? Some people eat hen and stuff on Thanksgiving. What if you want something? It's taking what I like. It's like a preference. That's what traditions are. They're preferences. They're not commandments. Amen. Why? It's not in New Testament covenant. Amen. For the church to follow. We have to differentiate that. Lord, help me, Jesus. Oh, we have to, you know, differentiate. Thank you. The difference. Why? Because people take from the old and make it new covenant. They go to the old, find laws and rules, and then make it for the church. But did Jesus tell his church to start doing this? Amen. Why do we believe that all meats are clean? Why do we believe that? Jesus said it. If Jesus didn't say it, I couldn't believe it, right? He changed it, all right? And he is the Lord of it. He can change it if he want to, right? So Jesus came and changed some things in the new covenant. That's why we must stick with, we do read the whole Bible, but follow Jesus. So important that we follow Jesus, amen? All right, another scripture before we close. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23 through 26. He says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites!" There you go again. For you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving others undone. Blind guys who strain out a gnat and follow a camel. How many of y'all know people like that? Amen. We might be like that in some areas. Amen. Jesus might be confronting some things. But let me explain. All right. When they paid tithes, they paid from their produce, their livestock. Amen. And so Jesus is emphasizing right here. He says, you take the time to count a tenth of your grain. Just imagine them sitting there taking one grain at a time just until they get a tenth. And they care about that. But then Jesus said, you don't consider the weightier matters. How many of y'all know some things that's more important? It's more important than you wearing stockings. It's more important than you wearing pants. It's more important than you eating pork. Amen. It's more important than what day you worship on. Amen. It is some weightier matters that we must focus on. Amen. And it's a shame when I tell someone that I'm born again, I came off the streets, Jesus set me free from all them drugs and alcohol, and I used to run from the police, and they ask me, well, do you go to church on Saturday? That's a shame. And he's saying I'm going to hell because I go to church on Saturday. That's a shame, man. That's pathetic. I ain't saying everybody like that, but it is people out there like that. They care so much about these little things that you forget the weightier matters. Now, he was talking about the law, all right? But this type of attitude still exists today. Amen, and I just gave you one. And he says, you strain out a gnat. That means, how many of y'all ever a gnat fell in your water or drink? Now, this is going to tell a lot about you. Do you get another cup? Or you just get it out of your car? I ain't going to tell you who I am. I'm not going to tell you which one I am. But he said, you strain out a gnat and you swallow a camel. You pay more attention to this little stuff, but you hate your brother. You can't even talk nice to your husband or your wife or your kids. The Bible says, do not provoke your kids to anger. Amen. Or we mean in, you know, in areas. But over here, we care so much about this little stuff, but then we mean. You know, we mean. That stuff crazy to me, man. Like, and I must teach God's people, amen. So if this is you, it's not to beat you up. Just say, Lord, change me. Amen. I was there. We all was there. Lord, help me. I need you because you found me. Amen. And so care, what he said, then you care, you don't even care about mercy and love and grace and the things that really matters. Amen. Trying to save, thank you, Lord. Trying to do things that don't matter. Amen. It's not important versus what is important. Amen. Please don't be swallowing camels. Amen. And just forgetting about love, forgetting about mercy, forgetting about forgiveness, forgetting about the cross, forgetting about what matters. Forget about eternity. It really matters. We put so much stock in this life, and it's temporal. The Bible says anything that you see is temporary. I know it's hard to understand because we're stuck in time. But when you start analyzing from an eternal perspective, amen, it don't matter. Amen? It don't matter concerning eternity, right? Amen? But we stuck in time. That's why the Bible consistently tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible consistently tells us walk by believing and not by seeing. Amen? Never trust what you see. Amen? The Bible says have your hope sky high. Man says you don't get your hopes up, but the Bible says hopes are faith. Love have hope that's faithless under all circumstances. And it endures everything without weakening. Amen? Man said, don't get your hopes up. And the Bible say the opposite. Amen? And we have to learn how to see from the scripture's perspective. Amen? Because it's from above. This Bible and these words for the church are from above. Jesus said, I am not from this earth. He said, you are from below. I am from above. I am not of this world. You are of this world. That's what Jesus said. And he said, hold on now. How you going to say you from above, Jesus? Ain't you just that carpenter boy from Nazareth? Joseph boy, what you talking about from above? And Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are not my own, but my Father. Amen. Every word that you hear is not my own. That means these words are from above. Amen. They from eternity. And learning to see with your understanding through what Jesus has spoken to the church on what to believe and what's focused on. Amen? And as we start analyzing our lives, we just say, Lord, help me, teach me then. Amen? Am I being asked this question? Are you being a stumbling block? Are you hindering someone else's faith from moving forward in God by what you do? Amen? Whether it's drinking or eating, the Bible also teaches we didn't get there. Praise the Lord. That this Christian walk is not a matter of eating and drinking, but joy, righteousness in the Holy Spirit. That's what it's about. Amen? It's not a matter of don't touch this, don't touch that. Amen? It's about joy, righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. What we doing hindering somebody? Walk is what we doing helping somebody's walk. Are we being a stepping stone for others? Or are we being a stumbling block for others?
Thanks again for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church Audio Podcast. We hope you were encouraged and empowered by today's message. If God has touched or impacted your life through Restoration Church, we want to hear your story. So please share your testimony with us by taking a few minutes out of your day and emailing us at amen@r4sq.org. We pray you have a great week and God bless.